Two local nonprofit agencies are working together on a COVID-19 relief fund. The United Way of Champaign County and the Community Foundation of East Central Illinois have raised about $170,000 in that effort so far. I spoke with Sue Gray. She's the president and CEO of the United Way of Champaign County. I began our conversation by asking her about how this fundraising effort got started.
We started our fund in mid-March. Initially on our own, and then we joined forces with the Community Foundation of East Central Illinois. Both organizations put in seed money, if you will, of $50,000 each. And then independently, we've been working with our own donors to raise funds to support needs here in Champaign County. And so we have been really successful. I would say in addition to that initial $100,000 in the pot, there's now nearly an additional $150,000 to $175,000.
Now, I see that the relief fund has already given a couple of disbursements here. Let me ask about those specifically. First, the fund for housing assistance, how much money were you able to provide there, and how do folks go about applying for some of that money?
So we already have an existing working relationship with the Regional Planning Commission and the townships of City of Champaign and Cunningham Township, which covers Urbana. And regional planning is countywide. So they already had systems in place to be able to pay landlords on behalf of the tenant if, their job is to provide that general assistance. And so what we did is we said, would you be willing to help with this rent assistance? That's the direction we went first, because we heard from our partners that this was a great need for people. So that first wave of funding went out to regional planning, and then they'll work with the two township offices. They started a sort of a hotline, I guess, if you will call it, last Friday, and from the minute they opened till the minute they stopped on Friday, the phones were busy. So, and now the township offices are working with those individuals in the City of Champaign and Urbana, and RPC is taking care of the rural communities and countywide, and helping those individuals make those April rent payments. I have no doubt the initial $20,000 that we assigned to that will be out the door or is already accounted for.
And I see, another fund that has already got some money out the door as well is the fund for home learning supplies for Champaign Unit 4 and Urbana District 116. How much money there and where is that money going?
That fund was for, like you said, home learning supplies. There are many children in Champaign, Urbana, and the surrounding areas that are eligible for free and reduced lunch. And we thought it might be nice, and we talked to the school districts about this. Do these kids have everything they need while they're at home to do that home learning? And it was brought to our attention that no, they did not, but that the school districts had the capability of ordering these kits in a large quantity, which reduced the price. And so we were able to support several thousand students with just right around $6,000 for Champaign, Urbana, and Rantoul. And we're getting ready to add Mahomet to that list as well.
That's Sue Gray, the president and CEO of the United Way of Champaign County. They announced yesterday that the state of Illinois is kicking in $250,000 in grant funding to their COVID-19 relief fund. Gray says at least a portion of that money will go toward addressing food insecurity created by the pandemic.